Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I will begin by singing the Mangala Charana prayers and leading a short kirtan. And then we will speak on the concluding words to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada wrote on this date, Sri Rama Ekadasi, 48 years ago. Vandeham Shri
Advaita Gadadhara
Hari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Priprajakacharya Stotra Satasri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Priprajakacharya Stotra Satasri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we'll read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 20, the Shikshastika prayers. Just the last few verses, and then we will read Srila Prabhupada's concluding words. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra. So I'll read the last few verses of the last chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Texts 144 to 146. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Yutta Nityananda, Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Sarupa, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatana, Sri Guru, Sri Raghunatha, Sri Diva Charana, Nija Shire Dari E Sabara Charana, Yaha Haite Haya Sabha Vanchita Purana. Translation. So that my desires may be fulfilled, I place the lotus feet of these personalities on my head. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and their devotees, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Srila Jiva Goswami. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the instructing spiritual master of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and therefore has been described as Sri Guru. 147. Sabara charana kripa guru apadyayi maravani shishyatari bahuta nichai. By the mercy of their lotus, the mercy of their lotus feet is my spiritual master, and my words are my disciples that I have made dance in various ways. Shish yara shrama deki gu nachana rakila kripana nachaya vani vashyara hila. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples. Who are the disciples?
Words.
Yes, the words, his words. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples, the spiritual master has stopped making them dance. And because that mercy no longer makes them dance, the spiritual master is the mercy of his superiors, my words now sit silently. 149. Ani punavani apane nachite na jane yata nacha ila nachi karila vishrami. My inexperienced words do not know how to dance by themselves. The mercy of the guru made them dance as much as possible. And now, after dancing, they have taken rest. 150. Sabha Shrota Ganera Kari Charana Vandana Yan Sabara Charana Kripa Shubera Karana. I now worship the lotus feet of all my readers, for by the mercy of their lotus feet, there is all good fortune. Chaitanya Charitamrita ye jana shune tanra charana duna karam muni pane. If one hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash his lotus feet and drink the water. So humble, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is extraordinarily humble. 152. Shotara pada renu karon mustaka bhushana tomara e amrita pile safala haila shrama. I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. Now you all have drunk this nectar, and therefore my labor is successful. 153. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. 154. Charitam amrita etach Srila Chaitanya Vishno Subham Ashubham Asi Sharayan Vayad Dadyam Yad Amala Padma Padme Bringatam Etya Soyam Rasayati Rasam Uchai Prema Madvika Puram. Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. It invokes all good fortune and destroys everything inauspicious. If one tastes the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita with faith and love, I become like a bumblebee tasting the honey of transcendental love from his lotus feet. So my dear devotees, we should read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. 155. Sriman Madana Gopala Govinda Deva Tushtaye Chaitanyarpitam Aspechat Chaitanya Charitamritam. Since this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is now complete, having been written for the satisfaction of the most opulent deities, Madan Mohanji and Govindaji, let it be offered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Deva. 156. Parimala Vasita Bhuvanam Svara son madita prasagya rolabam giridara charanam bojam kakalo rasika samhita hatum. Realized devotees are like bumblebees maddened by their own mellows at Krishna's lotus feet. The scent of those lotus feet perfumes the entire world. Who is the realized soul that could give them up? 157. Shake sin vagni vanendao jaishta vrindavanantare surya he sita panchamyam granthoyam puranatam gatav. Translation. In Vrindavan, in the year 1537, Shakabda era, in the month of Jaishta, May-June, on Sunday, the fifth day of the waning moon, this Chaitanya Charitamrita has been completed. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, 20th chapter, describing the meaning of Sikshastika and how the Lord tasted it himself. End of Antilila. So 48 years ago, on the Rama Ekadasi. As usual, I went to Srila Prabhupada's quarters in Juhu at the back of Hare Krishna land at about 6 a.m. because Srila Prabhupada would leave for his morning walk at about 6, and we would accompany him from his quarters. On this particular date, however, when I got to the top of the stairs, I found that Srila Prabhupada's door was locked. That on that floor, one side was Srila Prabhupada's quarters and the other side was his staff's residence. His door was locked, so I tried the other door, and the other door was also locked. So I was knocking on the doors, and eventually Srila Prabhupada's secretary, Harikesh, opened the door to the staff's residence, and he said that Srila Prabhupada had finished translating Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he was in a very ecstatic mood, that he had written a most beautiful glorification of his spiritual master, and that he said that we should celebrate by having a feast. So, now I will read that a beautiful glorification of his spiritual master to which Harikesh Prabhu referred, concluding words. Today, Sunday, November 10th, 1974, corresponding to the 10th of Kartik, Chaitanya era 488, the 11th day of the dark fortnight, the Rama Ekadasi. We have now finished the English translation of Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in accordance with the authorized order of His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, my beloved eternal spiritual master, guide, and friend. Although, according to material vision, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, passed away from this material world on the last day of December 1936, I still consider His Divine Grace to always be present with me by His Vani, His words. So this sets the theme for the entire concluding words. That is the presence of the spiritual master through Vani. Vani means words, or a transcendental sound. There are two ways of association, by Vani and by Vapu. Vani means words, and Vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not. But Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago and is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, Bhagavad Gita continues. In this connection, we may call to memory the time when I was fortunate enough to meet His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, sometime in the year 1922. Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Sridhar Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. He was sitting in a house at Ultadunga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Malik, I had the opportunity to meet His Divine Grace for the first time. Now, fortunately, that place at Ultadunga has come into our possession, and the devotees have done a beautiful job of renovating it, just to the way it was when our Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the first time. And later on this tour, when I go to Calcutta, I very much look forward to visiting that holy place. Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Sridhar Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. He was sitting at a house at Ultadunga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Malik, I had the opportunity to meet His Divine Grace for the first time. So even then, Srila Prabhupada was the leader amongst his friends and associates. And so Narendranath Malik, his friend Narendranath Malik, wanted him to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to give his verdict, what was his sense of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I do not remember the actual date of the meeting, but at that time I was one of the managers of Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. I was a newly married young man, addicted to Gandhi's movement and dressed in khadi. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur could see that Srila Prabhupada was educated, he knew English, and straight away he instructed him to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language in the Western countries. And due to that instruction, Srila Prabhupada came and now we are all here. Because at that time, I was a complete nationalist, a follower of Mahatma Gandhi's, I submitted to his divine grace that unless our country were freed from foreign subjugation, no one would hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. Of course, we had some argument on the subject, but at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. What is the meaning of panacea?
Ultimate solution, no.
Panacea means like a cure for all diseases. So, during this first meeting, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, he submitted to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that India was still under foreign subjugation and no one would hear the message of India seriously as long as it was still under foreign domination. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that this message is too important to wait and we must immediately distribute this message all over the world, and he specifically requested Srila Prabhupada, Abai then, to take this message in the English language to the Western countries. And as Srila Prabhupada said, he was defeated by his Guru Maharaj. Up until then, Srila Prabhupada had never been defeated in any argument with anyone. But he was defeated by his Guru Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada commented that he was very glad that he was defeated by his Guru Maharaj. Of course, we had some argument on this subject, but at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. I was also convinced that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then in the hands of a very expert devotee. And that surely the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spread all over the world. I could not, however, immediately take up his instruction to preach. But I took his words very seriously and was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. So this is also an instruction for all of us, that we may receive an order that we are not able to execute immediately. But we should keep that order in our hearts and await the opportunity, look for the opportunity, pray for the opportunity to execute the order. I had my own experience with this principle and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had given me the instruction to write. This was in Gorakhpur in 1971. And I took the instruction very seriously. And then Srila Prabhupada was organizing the first big Pandav program in Bombay, and so he asked the devotees to come to Bombay. And at the time, our dear Shyamasundar Prabhu was the temple president. And he told me that I should collect funds for the souvenir book, collect advertisements so that we could raise funds for the Pandav program. So I told him that Srila Prabhupada had instructed me to write. And Shyamasundar Prabhu said, you can write any time, but this is one time you can walk into any man's office and ask for an advertisement for our souvenir. He doesn't have to pay out of his own pocket. He can give the advertisement from the business. So you should collect advertisements for the souvenir. We need the money for the Pandav. And you can write after that. Then Srila Prabhupada came. And as usual, he would sit down in his room and glance affectionately at all the devotees and exchange some words with them. And he came to me and he said, so Giriraj, how is your writing going? And I was completely flustered. I didn't know how to reply. And Srila Prabhupada said, all right, we'll talk later. So a few minutes later, after all the other devotees had left the room, he called for me. And so how is your writing going? So I explained what Shyamasundar Prabhu had said, that this is the one time, you know, we can walk into any man's office and get advertisements for the souvenir book, and we need the funds for the Pandav program. And I also knew that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to cooperate with our authorities. So I mentioned that as well. But still, I was quite apprehensive as to how Srila Prabhupada would respond, whether he would agree with my decision. And Srila Prabhupada replied that one may temporarily suspend the order of the spiritual master, but one can never neglect it. And then he said, just like my Guru Maharaj instructed me to write, but I've been so busy traveling in India and having programs, I also hardly have time to write. So you can temporarily suspend the order of the spiritual master, but you can never neglect it. And this is what Srila Prabhupada is saying here. I could not, however, immediately take up his instruction to preach. But I took his words very seriously and was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. In this way, I passed by life as a householder until 1950, when I retired from family life as a vanaprastha. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 1958, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada was given sannyas by his older godbrother, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And when Srila Prabhupada was in Seattle in 1968, he received word that Keshav Maharaj had passed away. And he dictated a very beautiful appreciation of His Holiness Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And in the appreciation, he said that this god brother forced him to take sannyas. And then he said, not exactly this god brother, but my Guru Maharaj forced me to take sannyas through this god brother. And from this incident, we can understand that the spiritual master can give us instructions through other devotees who are representing him at a particular time and in a particular situation. And there were many other times when Srila Prabhupada took advice, not even always from devotees, but from friends and well-wishers. In Bombay, Srila Prabhupada had a friend named Brijratan Mota, a very intelligent man and quite wealthy. He was married to R.D. Birla's daughter. And he suggested to Srila Prabhupada that he should serialize the Bhagavad Gita in every issue of Back to Godhead magazine. And Srila Prabhupada accepted that suggestion. He didn't do it with the Bhagavad Gita, he did it with Srimad Bhagavatam, and every issue of Back to Godhead magazine has a section from Srimad Bhagavatam based on Mr. Mota's suggestion to Srila Prabhupada. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 1958, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. Previously, in 1936, just before His Divine Grace passed away, now it says Jagannath Puri, but actually he passed away in Calcutta. And I wrote to the editors of Srila Prabhupada's books that this should be corrected. Previously, in 1936, just before His Divine Grace passed away, I wrote him a letter asking what I could do to serve him. In reply, he wrote me a letter dated 13th December 1936, ordering me in the same way to preach in English the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I had heard it from him. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur repeated the same instruction, and it was confirmed beyond any doubt that this was Srila Prabhupada's mission. After he passed away, I started the fortnightly magazine Back to Godhead sometime in 1944 and tried to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this magazine. After I took sannyas, a well-wishing friend suggested that I write books instead of magazines. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. So again, Srila Prabhupada took relevant and cogent advice from a well-wishing friend. Then I attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, when I was a householder, I had written on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and completed about 1,100 pages. But somehow or other, the manuscript was stolen. In any case, when I had published Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, in three volumes in India, I thought of going to the USA. And Srila Prabhupada commented that actually he didn't come to America, but Srimad Bhagavatam came to America and he accompanied it. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, I was able to come to New York on September 17, 1965. Since then, I have translated many books, including Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a summary, and many others. In the meantime, I was induced to translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and publish it in an elaborate version. In his leisure time in later life, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would simply read Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. He used to say that there would be a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. The work on this translation began about 18 months ago. Now, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is finished. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples. So Srila Prabhupada is so pure and so humble, he doesn't take any credit for himself. He gives credit to his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now he's giving the credit to his disciples. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples, especially Sriman Pradyumna Das Adhikari, Sriman Nitai Das Adhikari, Sriman Jayadwaita Das Brahmachari, and many other boys and girls who are sincerely helping me in writing, editing, and publishing all these literatures. I think that His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities. Srila Prabhupada said he always felt that his Guru Maharaj was with him, just looking over his shoulder. I think that His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master. So we usually think of the super soul, the Paramatma, as being in the heart, and he is. But here Srila Prabhupada adds that he's not there alone, but he's there with all of his associates. And Srila Prabhupada is suggesting that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was also there in the heart with the Paramatma and guiding him in writing his translation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's amazing. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. I do not think myself a very learned scholar, but I have full faith in the service of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If there is any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to His Divine Grace. Certainly, if His Divine Grace were physically present at this time, it would have been a great occasion for jubilation. But even though He is not physically present, I am confident that He is pleased by this work of translation. He was very fond of seeing many books published to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has been formed to execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And here Srila Prabhupada is alluding to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's desire that many books on Krishna consciousness be published and distributed. And here Srila Prabhupada is saying, in effect, that ISKCON has been formed for that purpose. It is my wish that devotees of Lord Chaitanya all over the world enjoy this translation. And I am glad to express my gratitude to the learned men in the Western countries who are so pleased with my work that they are ordering in advance all my books that will be published in the future. As that Srila Prabhupada had a library party of devotees who would go to colleges and universities, and they would get standing orders for all of Srila Prabhupada's books that would be published in the future also. On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples who are determined to help me in this work, that's all of us, what is Srila Prabhupada requesting? On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples who are determined to help me in this work to continue their cooperation fully. I often heard Srila Prabhupada say, please cooperate with me. Like once, this same Brijratan Mota came to visit Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles. And he requested Mr. Mota, you know, please cooperate with me. And afterwards, I asked Srila Prabhupada, what does that mean to cooperate? And Srila Prabhupada replied, it means to follow my instructions. On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples who are determined to help me in this work to continue their cooperation fully, so that philosophers, scholars, religionists, and people in general all over the world will benefit by reading our transcendental literatures such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, dated November 10th, 1974, at the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Hare Krishna Land, Juhu, Bombay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. So we have 5 minutes. So if any of you have any questions or comments, any reflections you would like to share, please raise your hand. Yes, there's, can we get a microphone over here?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You were so long with Srila Prabhupada, you had so much personal association with Srila Prabhupada. So we would request if you can give more talks on Srila Prabhupada.
I would be happy to give more talks about Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, I gave one at the VIHE the other day. It was nice talking about Srila Prabhupada. I spoke about Srila Prabhupada at the VIHE, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, founded by Burijan Prabhu. They have a campus near the Goshala, and I accepted an invitation to speak about Srila Prabhupada there. Invitation from my god sister, Nagapatni Dasi. And it was very nice to speak about Srila Prabhupada. So I'm willing to speak about Srila Prabhupada as requested by you. Yes, back here. Yes. Request, please cooperate, is a sweet way, and a congenial way of saying, do what I say. And Srila Prabhupada used that phrase often, made that statement often. Kindly cooperate with me. Of course, he also instructed, what famous instruction towards the end, that your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with one another to maintain this institution. And that sense of cooperation is different. That means that we work together, cooperate. We operate together. Yes, in the back.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble senses. Thank you for a very inspiring class along with several Bhatt's comments on the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita in general, talking about cooperation with each other. One question comes to mind is everybody in our movement means well. Sometimes there are certain discrepancies between the movies. And then how do you actually reconcile Prabhupada's instructions? Again, keeping in mind that if there is a dispute or some kind of a discrepancy, both the parties mean really well. And most of us nowadays, you know, we are so used to quoting Shri Prabhupada said, just like two lawyers are using the same law books in the court of law. So I would appreciate it if you can kind of, you know, elaborate a little bit so that we can really have good cooperation when needed. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada said two things that could help. One was that we, each of us, should think of oneself as the servant of the servant of the other devotees. Often conflict comes because we want to be the master of the other devotees. But Srila Prabhupada said we should always think of ourselves as the servant of the other devotees. And he asked us to address one another as Prabhu. Prabhu means master. And so that means we're the servant of the other Prabhus. And we should really feel it when we say Prabhu. As Srila Prabhupada commented, not that, oh, Prabhu, please bring my slippers. That's not how we address our Prabhus. And the other thing that Srila Prabhupada said is that if we engage in common activities, then these differences will be resolved. And so, if we're all in our own different places, doing our own different services, there could be room for disagreements. But if we all come together and engage in common activities, then that will bring us together and fill us with appreciation and good feelings for one another. And there's a very beautiful verse in purport in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Srila Prabhupada writes, "Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. One should appreciate the service of others and not be proud of one's own service." This is the Vaikuntha attitude. That's a very important purport. And, everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should appreciate the service of others and not be proud of his own service. 7, 5, 12. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, in this lecture, you have mentioned about if we have Guru Maharaj instruction and somehow if we are not able to deliver in current point of time, but if we are keep on thinking it and somewhere it gets manifested. So I just wanted to know more about that. We are not able to deliver in that moment, then if we keep on thinking, do we get blessing from our Guru Maharaj and from Vaishnava and later part of time, because it's our spiritual desire, so we can manifest some more light.
Yes, we receive the instruction. Due to circumstances, we are unable to execute it immediately. But we always keep the instruction in our heart. We look for the opportunity, even pray for the opportunity to execute the order. And in such cases, and practically in all cases, offenseless chanting of the holy names, attentive chanting of the holy names is helpful. Most helpful. And a number of times, devotees asked Srila Prabhupada. One example was Satsarupa Das. He asked Srila Prabhupada, "Now you're here, so we can ask our questions to you and get answers. But what do we do when you're not here? How do we get answers?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "The holy name of Krishna and Krishna himself are the same. Do you realize this fact?" And Srila Prabhupada gave similar answers to the same question. So, over here.
Thank you so much for being with us. Maharaj, earlier in this moment, Srila Prabhupada mentions the relevance of Vaku over mind. One challenge that we face sometimes is that there are devotees, senior devotees, that we have a very special inclination to serve.
is there any way that you can communicate with these devotees?
Maharaj, we try to, but it's not always possible. For example, spiritual masters may be too busy with so many disciples, so it's not always practical for everyone to take direct instructions. So, and not possible to have direct physical service also for everyone.
Well, you could possibly approach someone who's close to them and both ask what you think the Vaishnava would want you to do, and also serve them. Yeah. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayar Dasa Dasa Anudasa, the servant of the servant. After Srila Prabhupada left, right here in Vrindavan, I asked his disciple Pradyumna, who Prabhupada mentioned in his concluding words. So I asked Pradyumna, whom Prabhupada affectionately called Panditji, that everything that exists in the material world exists originally in the spiritual world in its pure state. So what is the counterpart of pride in the spiritual world? And Pradyumna Prabhu gave a beautiful answer, that pride in the spiritual world means that you're the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. You're the last in the line. That means you have the most masters. So that is your pride. I'm the last servant in the line. I have the most masters. Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Swami Maharaj. Oh, you're saying Saturday and Sunday from 4:30 to 6:30? I'm speaking about Srila Prabhupada in Balaram Hall.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And 23rd on Sunday. So you're welcome to come from 4:30 to 6:30 in
There's another hand raised at the back. Well, when I met Srila Prabhupada, first time I saw him at program at Brandeis University where I was a student. And then the next day I went to the temple and I asked him a question, he answered, and I knew that he was my perfect master, and I surrendered to him. But before then, I was searching for a few years, until I finally came to him. Yeah, I went through quite a few gurus, or so-called gurus, and was not satisfied with any of them. But then when I met Srila Prabhupada, I was fully satisfied.
Thank you so much. Please accept my most sincere condolences at your retreat for the worship of my Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for the wonderful class. So that I get a pleasure to connect with him. As you mentioned, Srila Prabhupada had a slightly different opinion when he heard about Gandhi not to be followed. Similarly, did you have any particular thing in your mind when Srila Prabhupada instructed, because you came from the West, and was there something which you also felt that you should not immediately say yes? Or was there anything that...
I couldn't quite follow the question.
So, was there any contention of any scientific things, like, you know, we had topics like man did not go to the moon, etc. So it was difficult for the Westerners to accept that. So was there any contention in those days and during your time, like when Srila Prabhupada gave the instruction that this never happened?
Do you understand?
In the beginning, he disagreed with his spiritual master that India should be independent.
Yeah.
So was there something like that? You ever disagreed with Srila Prabhupada on the new place instructions?
I was not intelligent enough to disagree with Srila Prabhupada. I did see some of my god brothers who disagreed with him. There was one time when a couple of them were arguing with Srila Prabhupada. Shrutakirti Prabhu was also there. And, you know, they were saying, Prabhupada, we're just wasting our time in India. You know, we should go back to the West and preach there. But I never had that intelligence to put forth a different idea. Yes, over here. You're saying that you like to chant all your rounds before Mangal Arati?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. But sometimes it's hard to get up that early. So what do you want? So you're saying that you want to chant your rounds before Mangal Arati?
Yes.
That's very good. The temple president in Los Angeles, Vavas Prabhu, he gets up at 2 every morning and he chants all his rounds before Mangal Arati. Because he's the temple president, he cannot predict what might come up or when. And so he wants to be sure to have his rounds done before even Mangal Arati.
So you need to sleep early.
Yes. Yes. My dear God brother Kalakanta Prabhu says the best advice that he gives any devotee is to take rest early. Because if you take rest early, you can get up early and perform your spiritual practices early, which is the best time.
So early is one time for energy.
Sorry?
What time should we go to rest?
Well, you want to get up at 2.
Yes.
So what time do you need to take rest in order to get up at 2? I think only you can answer that question. Yes. If you don't have like direct instruction from the spiritual master, you can get direction from the holy name. Yeah, as Srila Prabhupada instructed Sasrupa and others. Yeah, very good. You're saying it's difficult to cooperate with other devotees because of false ego? Again, as Srila Prabhupada said, we should address each one another as Prabhu, as Master, and just be in the mood of servant of the servant. I mean, it may require practice. Once I was with His Holiness Radhanath Swami in his room in Chaupati, and one devotee asked him how he became so humble. And Radhanath Swami replied that it took practice, you know. So we have to practice being humble, being servant of the servant, and then eventually, it, like habit is second nature, eventually it will become our nature to do that, to be like that. You have to practice. Both, it's true, Yasakti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Gunas Tatra Samasate Sura, that by Akinchana Bhakti, one develops all the good qualities of the demigods. So by Bhakti, the good qualities will follow. But we can also work on them. In fact, we should work on developing good qualities and overcoming bad tendencies. Yeah, should make an effort. Both. All right, last question. What is the best realization that I got from my association with Srila Prabhupada? That he's my perfect master and I'm his eternal servant. And that he's always present whenever we want. He's there. All right, thank you all very much. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day and month and year in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's concluding words ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.
It's all in the Swami Maharaj.